every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Country boys and girls getting down on the bar.
Come on in to my house, but watch your step. Clean your shoes before you walk in the door. Good morning, Arizona. Welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the House. Now, there are some of you that may have woken up this morning, maybe a little bit more anxiety on your heart than normal. You weren't happy what happened with the stock market earlier in the week. Maybe some of the news of the global current events has you distressed. Well, you know what? You are in the safest place in the whole world right now, because the next 3 hours, we're not going to talk about any of that. We're going to talk about the things that are closest and dearest to your heart. You, your family, and your home. And I hope you'll feel free to join the conversation. You could do that by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U, because that's what we are. It is Rosie here for you. Rosie for you. Good morning. Now, we have the mouthpiece of the Arizona Farm Bureau in studio with us this morning.
Well, thank you.
Now, I don't think that's your let me get it right. Your official title is Outreach Director.
Right. I'm outreaching to the people of Arizona because I love Arizona and agriculture.
And all the ag that is involved there. I like mouthpiece better. Julie's a regular returning guest to the Rosie on the House show. We bring her in monthly to talk about some particular aspect of Arizona agriculture going on at that particular time of year. And what better time of year to be talking about the Arizona dairy industry. Introduce your special guest.
Absolutely. Rosie and Jennifer, thanks for having us in studio as always. I love it because it's fun hanging out with the Romero family. But my guest today is Tammy Baker. She's general manager for the Arizona Milk Producers. And if there's anyone that knows the dairy industry, because she's been covering it for 20 plus years here and there, she's the one to talk to. So Tammy, tell us real quickly about yourself and then give us kind of an overview of the Arizona dairy industry. It is amazing what we do here on our dairies in Arizona.
It is amazing. Dairy's been a part of Arizona for a long time. I work for Arizona Milk Producers and Dairy Council of Arizona, and we're the marketing arm and nutrition education arm of the dairy industry and represent the dairy farmers. Dairy farmers have been around for a long time. Really, it began when irrigation and alfalfa came to Arizona. And by 1957, there were over 370 dairies in Arizona. It was a $25 million business.
And that's back when $1 million was a lot of money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they actually only had about 80 plus cows per dairy. Things have changed a lot since then. We have a number of changes. First, we have only about 70 dairies now in Arizona.
Down from, what did you say, 300?
Yes.
And almost 400.
And that's okay. That's a trend across the United States. But the average size herd now is about 2,000 cows. And although that sounds large, and it is.
It is.
These are primarily 98% family farms. And often family farms for generations. So we have a lot of families that are part of the community that are providing us with fresh, wholesome milk every day.
Now, and Tammy, who was the first person that walked up to that lactating cow and said, I'm going to harvest some of that and drink it?
Well, I can't tell you that. But what I can say is dairy has been a very big part of Arizona and for a long time. And over 80% of the milk you see in the dairy case is from local dairies.
And the other
that's cool.
Yes. And it's so local. It's an just a fun thing to highlight. And in fact, one of the things I posted on our social media channels today is how much milk does an average dairy cow produce? I know that you have that number. I mean, I kind of like to tell people, so you correct me if I'm wrong, but basically one cow can do anywhere from 7 to 8 gallons a day in their production, but you've got some other fun numbers that we...
Yeah, an average cow for the year produces about 23,750 pounds of milk, which to translate into gallons is over 2,700 gallons per cow per year. So they are big producers, and they're very happy cows because a happy cow will produce more milk. So it's important for the farmers to keep them comfortable, to make sure they're taken care of, and they take a lot of time and energy to make sure that happens.
So you've told me a lot of times as over the years as if we've visited that cows are fed extremely precise diets to keep them healthy and producing milk. And that's part of that whole element of keeping them happy. And you yourself are a nutritionist. So why are the dairies so into this, their dairy herds having nutritionists on the farm?
Well, cows, just like people, have various stages of their life. When they're young, they need a certain diet. When they're a little older, they need a certain diet. When they are about ready to have a calf, they need a certain diet. And when they're producing milk, they need a certain diet. So these nutritionists come in here and specially formulate their diets on the dairies so that it meets the nutritional needs of the cow for that period of time. And of course, from a young cow to a cow that's producing milk, there's a big change. So you have to have that precise diet. Cows are also really amazing recyclers because besides some of the things that are formulated into their diet, they also bring things into their diet like almond hulls, citrus pulp, fruit and vegetable scraps.
Really?
And so they're great recyclers as well as animals that produce a lot of milk.
You know, the other thing that, and it was a social media meme not too long ago that we posted on Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau's Facebook page, and it was taken by one of our dairy farmers. It might have been the Kerrs, the Rovies, one of the dairy farmers, but it showed the temperature inside where the shades are and the fans at 67 degrees, but you could step right outside that area and it would be 110 degrees. Ooh. So that's how cool we keep the cows, and that's part of the quote-unquote happy cows element. What exactly is the, you know, what's the background on that? Is it impacting, besides the cow being happy, is it impacting production?
Heat does impact production, but the main thing is you want to make sure that the cows are comfortable. And part of taking care of those cows is not only having veterinarians out regularly, having the nutritionist, but making sure they're in the ideal temperature for comfort and milk production. So if you go past a dairy, you'll see a shade structure, and then you'll see fans and misters in there too, and it drops the temperature as much as 30 degrees.
Wow.
Julie invited me on a tour one day. We went to several farms, and Kerr Family Farms was one of them. And I was totally amazed. I had no idea the care they take. And you talk about the science. My eyes were crossed. And I mean, the information that they shared about the genetics of the cows and the nutrition of the cows and what all is involved in keeping them happy. You could tell they really cared about it. It was so clean.
Well, in the dairy that you were on, the Kerr dairy, where we showed you the dairy, Wes Kerr, their son, and that's a generational farm family, like you said, what 98% of our dairies here in the state of Arizona are family farmed. And that's typical across the United States. But Wes, he is into genetics. So, and that's another thing that's really important about our dairy cows and why they're so productive, besides us feeding them like a nutritionist should like we should feed ourselves as nutritionists. The diet would be totally different. But besides the nutrition, besides keeping them cool, we've got, you know, farmers like Wes Kerr and the rest of the dairy industry where they're really precise and understanding about those genetics. And the genetics is another impact as to why our production with our cows here in Arizona and across the United States is so amazing.
Absolutely. And, you know, dairies, they're a lot of work. And these are family farms. They're part of these dairy farmers and dairy families are part of the community. They take a lot of care and they have a lot of technology that they utilize to make sure the cows are comfortable, that they're producing, and that you have a safe, wholesome product at the grocery store. And it actually, because we have so many local dairies, it only takes 48 hours from the farm to the table.
48 hours. Wow. So I have another question. I mean, it's for us, it's a big industry. It's in the millions, almost 1 billion, actually. If you look at our USDA cash receipts, and cattle and dairy kind of flip-flop. Sometimes the cattle industry is ahead of the dairy industry, but both of those industries typically bring in cash receipts that are just under $1 billion. So my question to you is, what about the, you know, the jobs that it creates and all that fun stuff?
Right. Because we have a nice large dairy industry in Arizona and we have large dairy farms, we have a lot of people employed and it really contributes to the economy. Actually, over 44,000 jobs are created due to dairy, both directly and indirectly. Directly, about 15,000, either working on the dairies and the processing plants and all of those areas associated with milk, but 29,000 indirect jobs. So not only is the milk fresh and local, and when you drink it, you're not only, you know, supporting your community, but you're also supporting jobs in Arizona.
All of those employees, direct and indirect, being driven by an Arizona dairy herd, if my math is right, of about 250,000 dairy-producing cows.
Right, right. And a lot of the product that you see in the store is local product. Not only milk, but there's cheeses, there's sour cream, cottage cheese.
Let's share with the homeowners the secret of identifying locally produced milk when you're looking at the container.
When you look at the container, if you want to know if the milk is local, usually it's near the expiration date. You'll see another code, and the code will start with the number 04. And 04 indicates that it's from Arizona. There'll be a hyphen and then other numbers that follow, but the 04 means it's an Arizona product.
If local produces 80% of our milk, what is the second place that provides the next? Where's the next? Do we know?
You know, it comes from all over the place because not only is it fluid milk, it's also cheese, sour cream, it's ice cream.
Well, so the critical thing is that we're producing 80% local, what you're buying at the store. 80% of it is within 48 hours old of being harvested. It's fresh, it's local, enjoy it. When we get back, more with Tammy Baker of the Arizona Dairy Association and Julie Murphy from Farm Bureau.